Tune into Beaver County Radio for spring training reports as the Pittsburgh Pirates prepare for the 2026 season. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:40 a.m., one of the Pittsburgh Pirates broadcasters will join me, Scott Tatey, during the Beaver County Radio Morning Show to update you on what is happening in Bradenton as the Buccos prepare to thrill you on the field in 2026. Spring training reports on Beaver County Radio are brought to you by the St. Barnabas Health System, Dr. C. Timothy Lipp, Patriot Home Care, Freedom United Federal Credit Union, Falcone's Moon Township Ford, and Beaver County Radio.
And we're joined now by Bob Walk of the Pirates Broadcasting Booth. Bob, how you doing?
Doing well. It's nice to be down in Florida finally. Got my first game under my belt yesterday, and looking forward to the rest of the week.
So much buzz about Connor Griffin, and I asked your partners so far their thoughts. What do you think is going to happen? Do the Pirates keep him on the roster for the opening day or send him to the minors?
I don't know. I don't think that decision has been made yet. I think, obviously, going over the pros and cons and get it figured out. And, you know, a lot of that, depends on Connor, too. And he goes crazy down here. I mean, that basically forces their hand, and then there's not much of a decision to make. So it depends on a few things. And you're getting down now to where you have to really be getting serious about saying yes or no, because you're in the last couple weeks of spring training. So we'll find out. Maybe soon we'll see and get that information. I really hope he does make the team, because I think with a guy that's like this, if you're going to win something this year, a lot of it is, I hate to say it, but a lot of it is going to have to be on his shoulders. If he comes up and is the superstar rookie of the year type player that everybody thinks he is, well, that might be one of the things that push us over the top and gets us up to 90-plus wins. So I hope he does make the team, but the reason he'll make the team is because he is that player, and that's exactly what we need. If he doesn't make the team, well, then that means that and he's probably not quite ready yet, and he wouldn't be helping us that much anyway. So whichever way it goes, I'll be okay with, but I'm hoping he makes it. Because if he does make it, then that means he's performing, and that's exactly what we need.
Makes sense. Gotcha. Now, the starting rotation is kind of solidifying, but what about that fifth spot? Is there a battle between a couple of players, a couple of pitchers, and how do you see that shaking out?
More than a couple of pitchers. Two of those guys that are in that battle pitched in the same game yesterday, Clevinger and Majinski. And so I don't really see where anybody is kind of, taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and running with it at this point. But there's a lot of guys that, Urquidy is going to be pitching tonight up against the Yankees. He, of course, is one of those guys that's, definitely in that spot and might even be the favorite, because of the fact that they went out and signed him and is on a big league contract right now. But we'll see. Hunter Barco, you love to get a lefty in that rotation someplace. He could be, he's also looked pretty good down here. He could be, somebody to go out and grab that spot here at the end. One thing though, always about that fifth spot in the rotation, it's usually pretty fluid. So whoever grabs that fifth spot, you don't think, I'm in the starting rotation for the rest of the year. That five spot means, okay, you're going to get three or four, maybe five starts to show what you can do. And, you better get the season rolling right away if you want to hold on to that spot. So, yeah, I think we saw that with Majinski last year. He was a little bit of a surprise that he was in that rotation when the season started, but he couldn't pitch well enough to maintain that and keep a hold of his spot, and eventually he was back in the bullpen. But he's added a couple pitches this year, and so we'll see if he can continue.
Have you heard anything on the recovery time frame for Jared Jones?
Not really. I think late May is kind of what everybody has been talking about for a while, and Like I said, I've been down here for one day, so
yeah.
I didn't really talk to anybody about him. But I'd be very surprised if they push that forward with all the pitching that we have right now. I think unless we get some kind of injuries happening here, before the end of spring training, as long as everybody stays healthy, there's no reason to rush him at all. Is let him take his time and have him come back toward the end of May. I think that would be the plan. But he is, I do know this, he is throwing the ball very well right now. His sideline work and working out in the bullpen, his fastball is back and he seems to be very healthy. And if it's up to him, he'd be out there tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Paul Skeens on the mound tonight. World Baseball Classic, USA taking on Mexico. What are your thoughts about the WBC? Are you watching and do you get any feel from the players on what this means to them, the honor to play for their country? Or is there any buzz about this?
Well, I think it's gotten more important over the years. When it first started, I don't think the U.S. team really took it all that serious, to be honest with you. They, for one, thought that they would just go out there and, win every year and it would, be no big deal. And it was very difficult, as it turned out, to win the tournament. And I think it was a wake-up call to everybody about how much better, especially the Asian teams have gotten. And so everybody's kind of taking it serious as a much more important thing in their minds. I think the type of players now that are going, especially for the U.S., it's mainly what I'm talking about, the type of players that are going and performing now are really getting a lot more of the true stars showing up and playing. And they really look forward to it. And they're, seeing it, I think much more as an honor instead of something that they're kind of being forced to do. It's not an easy thing to do in the middle of spring training to go and do this. You're trying to get ready for the season, especially for a pitcher. You're always thinking about your health and getting ready for the season and that sort of that always is the priority. But at the same time, now you're in this, almost playoff type atmosphere, and the adrenaline is going 100 miles an hour, and the last thing you're thinking about is, just get ready for the season. No, you're thinking about mowing down the opposition and getting out. So it's a little bit of a difficult thing, I think, for the pitchers to know how to approach going into these games. But I know that Skeens is he's a guy that's ready to start the season in Christmas. I mean, he always keeps himself very ready, throws a lot in the off season. I expect him to be outstanding in tonight's ballgame.
Well, off tonight's game here on Beaver County Radio, Pirates, Yankees, what are you looking forward to tonight? Who's on the mound tonight, and what should we be listening for?
Oh, one of those guys, Urquidy's out there on the mound. He's one of the possible fifth starters. And so every time somebody that's in that spot, maybe going to be a fifth starter, goes out on the mound, whoever that person is thinking, okay, this is my opportunity to maybe separate myself from everybody else. In that yesterday's game, for instance, Majinski looked really good first time through the lineup and then not so good second time through the lineup. It really looked like he was going to kind of step forward, and then he just kind of had an okay game. So we'll see what Urquidy does tonight, and can he, they picked him up as a free agent, so I think he might have a little bit of a head start on everybody else as far as that job, but we'll see. He needs to pitch well tonight.
All right, Bob, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to talking to you again Wednesday. Take care.
All right, talk to you Wednesday.
Yep. All right. There you have it. Bob Walk, Pittsburgh Pirates.